chapter 85 to 88. And Enoch lifted up his voice and said to his son Methuselah, I will speak to you, my son. Hear my words, and incline your ear to the dream vision of your father. Before I took your mother Edna as my wife, I saw in a vision on my bed, and behold, a bull came forth from the earth, and that bull was white. And after it, a young heifer came forth, and two bull calves came forth along with her. One of them was black, and one was red. And that black bull calf gored the red one and pursued him over the earth. And from then on, I could not see that red bull calf. But that black bull calf grew up, and a young heifer came into him. And I saw that many cattle came forth from him, resembling him, and were following after him. And that female calf, that first one, went forth from the presence of that first bull. She searched for that red bull calf, but did not find him. And she lamented bitterly over him and searched for him. And I watched until that first bull went into her and quieted her. And from that time onward, she no longer cried out. After this, she bore another white bull. And after him, she bore many black bulls and cows. And I saw in my sleep that white bull, that it likewise grew and became a great white bull. And from him came forth many white cattle, and they resembled him. And they began to beget many white cattle, which resembled them, and each one followed the other. And again, I saw with my eyes as I was sleeping, and I saw the heavens above, and behold, a star fell from the heavens. And it transformed, and was eating and pasturing among them. Then I saw those large and black cattle. And behold, all of them exchanged their pens and their pastures and their calves. And they began to moan one after the other. And again, I saw in the vision, and I looked toward the heavens, and behold, I saw many stars descend and cast themselves down from the heavens to join that first star. And in the midst of those calves, they transformed into bulls. And they pastured with them in their midst. I looked at them, and I saw, and behold, all of them let out their genitals like horses. And they began to mount the cows of the bulls. And they all conceived and bore elephants and camels and donkeys. And all the bulls feared them and were terrified before them. And they began to bite with their teeth and to devour and to gore with their horns. And they began to devour those bulls. And behold, all of the sons of the earth began to tremble and quake before them and to flee. And again, I saw them, and they began to gore one another and devour one another. And the earth began to cry out. And I raised my eyes again to the heavens, and I saw in the vision, and behold, there came forth from the heavens beings with the appearance of white men. Four came forth from that place, and three with them. And those three who had come after took hold of me by my hand and raised me from the generations of the earth and lifted me onto a high place. And they showed me a tower high above the earth, and all the hills were smaller. And they said to me,
"Stay here until you see everything which befalls those elephants and camels and donkeys, and the stars and the cattle, and all of them."
And I saw one of those four who had come before. He seized that first star which had fallen from the heavens, and he bound it hand and foot and threw it into an abyss. Now that abyss was narrow and deep and desolate and dark. And one of these drew a sword and gave it to those elephants and camels and donkeys. And they began to strike one another, and the whole earth quaked because of them. And as I looked in the vision, behold, one of those four who had come forth hurled stones from the heavens and gathered and took all the great stars whose genitals were like those of horses and bound all of them hand and foot and cast them into an abyss of the earth.